Today, Microsoft settled long-standing antitrust suits with rival software maker Novell and with the Computer Trade Group. Microsoft is hoping these settlements will persuade European regulators to drop antitrust penalties. The Europeans say that's not going to happen. NPR's Larry Abramson has the story.
Microsoft has agreed to pay $536 million to get software rival Novell off its back. Novell had charged that Microsoft competed unfairly in the market for big corporate computers called servers. That charge helped spark an antitrust judgment against Microsoft in a European court. Microsoft's Brad Smith says now that Novell has settled, the Europeans should drop the whole case.
I think there is clearly less need for the European Commission to persist with litigation on behalf of competition, when virtually all of the competitors are now saying that their issues have been resolved to their satisfaction.
Novell joined Sun Microsystems and AOL Time Warner, which also reached private settlements in the hundreds of millions of dollars with Microsoft, as well as the Computer and Communications Industry Association. For years, CCIA supported government action against Microsoft. Today, CCIA pulled out of the European case. Microsoft agreed to become a CCIA member and to cover some of the group's legal fees. But this Microsoft Lovefest only goes so far. Arch-rival Real Networks still supports the sanctions announced in Europe. Real Networks' Dave Stewart says EU regulators should defend those sanctions, which include over $600 million in fines and limits on Microsoft's business practices.
The European Commission's decision is intended to promote competition and provide more choice to consumers and PC makers. Microsoft's payments to Novell and CCIA do not change the anti-competitive conduct condemned by the European Commission.
And the European Commission said it would continue to defend the sanctions. Even Novell pulled back from a full embrace of Microsoft. While dropping one suit, the company will file another over alleged anti-competitive behavior in the market for word processing and office software. And Novell's Bruce Lowry says his company will still support Linux, an operating system that Microsoft views as a threat.
Like to have more companies adopt Linux, and you know, to the extent they're going out and trying to create uncertainty in the market about the value of Linux, we're going to counter that.
All these settlements will cost Microsoft upwards of $3 billion. That will take a nibble out of Microsoft's cash reserves of $64 billion. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.